Today's Lenten devotional comes from the Reverend Dr. Graham D.S. Deans, Class of 06. It's remarkable how frequently great occasions are so swiftly followed by great challenges that drive us almost to despair. Today's post-transfiguration narrative is a case in point, for after scaling the heights, we plunge to the depths, as we are confronted with a situation where failure loomed large. Back to reality with a bump. Our Lord's disciples found themselves unable to heal a young man who was clearly and deeply disturbed, psychologically, physically, and spiritually. And his father was at his wit's end. His faith was being challenged by the circumstances he could not control. And we feel for him. The disciples tried to help. But had failed to cure the boy's distressing and self-destructive behavior, which was attributed to demon possession. And their confidence must have been at a pretty low ebb. Even Jesus was exasperated by their failure, so he had to take charge of the situation himself. The curse of failure affects all who are called to ministry, for none of us is ever omnicompetent. We need to have the grace and the humility to accept that we don't have all the answers to life's deepest and most challenging questions. But like the disciples, we do know someone who does. The causes of failure are many and varied, but pressure, stress, pastoral inexperience, lack of spiritual perception and wisdom, and sometimes even overconfidence in one's own abilities are surely significant. The necessary qualities to enable us to exercise an effective ministry may take a lifetime to develop properly. The same goes for the cure for failure. It does not come instantaneously, but results from the discipline of lifelong learning from the Master, whose strategy for overcoming failure may be summarized by the exhortation, "If at first you don't succeed, pray, pray, pray again." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, whose Spirit helps us in our weakness and guides us in our prayers, give us the grace and humility to learn from him who was gentle and lowly of heart, that we may find rest for our souls in accordance with our Savior's promise, and thus be enabled to minister effectively in his name. Amen.